I guess it makes most sense to start at the beginning, which, since I've come to this church all my life, is quite a long time ago. But my journey hasn't been as simple as some may think. I did my fair share of rebelling and rejecting God and everything that was good for me for a number of years. However, looking back through all the ups and downs, I feel that God always had a firm grip on me and never let go. I always had a belief. Having grown up going to Rainbow and Spectrum, I knew all the stuff I needed to know, but I wasn't living my life for it. I guess I liked that I went to church, as this set me apart from my friends, but there was a lack of commitment. So I did all the relevant stuff growing up. I went to Spectrum camps, Discovery house parties, and Contagious. And every time I went home feeling so full of excitement, I guess it's easy to get into these things when feeding off the passion of friends. But when I came home, I just got back to the grind, and within a couple of weeks, I'd be back to the start again. So my school day's over, I went to university. I was away from home for the first time, all the way up in Manchester. So I started living for myself and always taking trips away at weekends. I fell away from church. It was at this time that I really started to feel God work in my life, slowly but surely, always bugging me. I was caught outside the students' union one evening by some girls from the Christian Union, and it really surprised me how excited I was to meet them. And I saw such a great enthusiasm in them, I just wanted it so badly for myself. I know it sounds quite cliche, but I really did feel a void when away, and although extremely happy at uni, I craved something more. And it felt really good to be seeking for something for myself that was me and not just my parents. So back at home, I was back to hook, only this time everything felt so different. Every week I left feeling more and more happy, and I knew something was changing in my life. But still doing it all wrong, I was praying every day, "Please, Lord, give me what they have," rather than, "Thank you, Lord, I don't deserve anything that you've done for me. Here's where I start giving you something back." God definitely started talking clearly to me at this point. I was ripe for conversion, and he didn't waste any time. Making new friends and deepening friendships with people I'd known for years really helped. The student girls meet regularly for Bible studies, and one week I was thinking about baptism all day. Everyone arrived at my house, and when we were mentioning prayer points, Sophie mentioned that she had asked to go to baptism classes, and I thought, right, if that isn't a sign, that now is the right time. I don't know when is. And I'll believe forever that Sophie coming back when she did, just when I had come home from uni, meaning we went through all this life-changing transition together, was not only exciting but essential, and I love that we're able to do this together today. So to mention one time when everything suddenly changed for me would be impossible. There were, however, certain turning points. And just to close, I'd like to say some words from a song we sang at my first visit to Christian Union at university. It's called 1,000 Times and begins with these words. 1,000 times I've failed, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace. As my fellow students sang around me, I was thinking, I've fallen away from God for so many years, yet here I am with these huge words up on that screen in front of me. 1,000 times I've failed, still your mercy remains. It hit me like a ton of bricks. God loved me, and I was doing nothing to praise him for what he had done for me. He gave everything for me, and I'd been so ungrateful. So the song continued, and I sang, probably much to those around me's disgust, really loudly at the top of my voice, the chorus. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out. And so here I am today, living my life for him and bringing him the praise he is due.
Thank you, Emily.